Jesus and Peter go on trial. Peter is in denial, according to John, the 18th chapter. During these two trials, Jesus says, "I am." Jesus never denies who he is, and when questioned by the officials, he challenges their actions as not legal according to their law. They strike him and question him when they should have been asking for witnesses of his actions to testify against him to come forward. They found no one to testify against him, so they take it on their own, trying to make Jesus confess to a crime he did not commit. Peter, on the other hand, is outside waiting, and we hear Peter say three times, "I am not." Peter denies three times he is not one of Jesus' disciples. He is not one who was in the garden. He again repeats, "I am not one of Jesus' disciples." Jesus, on the other hand, says, "I am." We can think back to what God said to Moses when asked who it is that sent Moses to Egypt, and God calls himself, "I am." Peter says, "I am not." Peter, thinking and saying he will follow Jesus to the death, now realizes he is just a man, and he cannot follow Jesus any closer because of his fear. We are like Peter, big talkers, until push comes to shove. People may look at us differently if we confess we go to church or that we read our Bible. We don't want to be called a Jesus freak, or do we? I think more than that, we see Peter as just a man who truly loves Jesus, and when he is in the upper room alone with like-minded people, finds it easy to be strong in his faith. But Peter is not Jesus. Peter is not God. We are not God. We are not Jesus. Peter says, "I am not." Even after Jesus told Peter this would happen, Peter didn't believe Jesus because he loves him so dearly. Peter could not imagine, after all they had been through and all he has seen Jesus do, no way could Peter deny Jesus ever. He thought he would die before that could happen. What things pull us from Jesus? What could cause us to deny Jesus? Fear is a most powerful emotion and can cause us to do things we would not expect. Jesus wanted Peter to know it is not about Peter. It's about Jesus and what Jesus does and will do for all people. Are we like Peter who says, "I am not"? Where do we stand when the cock crows? God really knows who we are, and like Peter, when we fail, God still comes to us. It is God's commitment to God's creation that gives us hope for the world to come. The grace we see at the cross is out of God's love for people like Peter and people like us. And so God sent Jesus to open the gate of forgiveness for all God's people. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we, like Peter, often turn our backs on you. Forgive us and show us a new way to live, walking boldly and passionately toward you to the open gate. In Jesus' name, amen.